remarks? Hearing none, our first order of business this morning is approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 475001 through 475036, warrants 83401, journal entry or transfer.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business we have is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for February 26, 2024, and executive minutes for February 26, 2024. Is there any questions on those?
I move to approve the regular session minutes for February 26, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll let you guys do the executive.
Okay.
Move to approve executive session minutes for February 26, 2024.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
One abstention. Motion carries. Our next order of business is traffic safety grant authorization, file number 24-026, S for Sheriff. With this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning, sir.
We spoke about this last week, and the only thing that has changed is on the application, the DWI numbers has been updated. It is incorrect. What was initially on there was 27, and the actual number of DWIs for last year was 131.
27 would have been nice, wouldn't it?
What's that?
27 would have been nice if that was factual.
It would have if that was, yes, if that was all we had to had to do. I will say this, that in, I think, 2016, we only had three department-wide, and the reason we have the increase is because of participation in grants like this and the agreements we have with the Corps of Engineer to provide security for it's the off-duty deputies that are doing those. So we have more people on the streets, being able to be more proactive. So that's why our numbers have increased, because we have extra people on the streets.
Move to approve the traffic safety grant authorization.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next order of business is for the Striper, file number 24-025, Roden Bridge. We have Roden Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff.
Good
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good.
This is to replace our existing striping truck, is that correct?
Correct.
And is it going to be removed from inventory?
Yes. Okay. It is currently on Purple Wave.
Okay. In this particular system, you all are comfortable with it, seen it operate, or seen operations that it has performed, and comfortable with the quality of work that it will provide.
We took the supervisor and the operator up with us, and they liked it.
Okay. Yeah. Is there any other questions about the? Okay. Well, at this time, if there's no further questions or any other discussion.
I move to approve the agreement for the slip-in striker, file number 240025RB, between SASCO Pavement Coating and Tannehill County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next order of business, we have the Bastion Service License Agreement, file number 24-024, Recorder. We've been presented a follow-up supplemental letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, along with an update to the agreement. The Schedule A, I believe, is how they refer to it.
Do you guys have any questions?
So it looks like the first payment would be like $10,000. The payment, the one time, and then the first quarter to be due at the same time, $10,250. Is that the way you see it?
You have $5,000 to implement it and $5,250 for the quarterly costs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so a single payment of $10,250, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, two separate transactions.
Two separate transactions.
Yeah.
And they can adjust that price at any time as our if our volume increases. If that happens, does that become automatic? They just show the volume increases, or do they need to come back on it? That's just a question.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking our recorder was coming down, but.
Yeah, it says the total size of your current repository is 516 gigabytes. As you grow, shrink, fluctuate, prices may adjust to match the exact size of your repository at that time.
So there's a possibility it could even decrease.
Even go down.
Yeah, that's under storage costs.
Yep. You'll be invoicing actual space consumed for that quarter.
So could they just automatically do that, or will they?
It looks like. It says you will be invoiced on actual space consumed for that quarter. So it's going to be almost like a pay-per-use type situation. Mm-hmm. But at the current rate of usage.
There. That's okay.
That's all right.
You're good.
Just got the revised.
You got to revise?
Yes. The correct copy.
Oh.
According to Nikki. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what we're discussing is the question that was asked was, is it going to change without being notified? And my answer was, according to the storage cost portion of the contract, it just says that as you grow, shrink, and fluctuate, prices may adjust to match the exact size. So we're going to get billed for what's used.
I get billed, yeah.
So you
which
check
is the way
usage
that it works now with
even
everything
with Fiddler. That's
yeah.
how it's used.
Yeah, it's the way it works.
So it doesn't stay the same. It fluctuates depending on your usage?
Correct. Well, and it's per recorded document or per image, mm-hmm. so that's always fluctuating. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Is there any other questions on this? This was one that we had taken no action on from a prior meeting, so.
Move to approve the Bastion software license agreement along with Schedule A by and between Taney County and, I guess it'd be Fiddler.
Can we make that contingent upon Fiddler's? I don't know that they've seen this, though.
We approve it, they can either approve it or
they,
deny.
They can go, okay, that's how that works. Got it.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The Amendment A was based on emails that you had sent us from them, so I can't imagine having any problems.
Okay, yeah, good.
I say Amendment A, Schedule A. Okay.
When you say they haven't seen it, so you don't anticipate them not approving it, do you?
No, I don't think it would be a problem, because like Brandon said, it was based off the questions that we had the last time, so should be okay.
All right.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Mrs. Stahl. That's our last order of business we have down here this morning. I have 9:14 a.m. We'll be in recess. We are scheduled for a roundtable with policy discussion upstairs. 9:14, we are in recess.